So congratulations to Jack Hawksworth. We're standing here at Modville Raceway. You've won your 350th pole of the season. I believe you now have enough flags to either make a log cabin or certainly a very large tent. Congratulations.
Yeah.
How was it here? I mean, you're under some pressure, but you're leading the championship by a lot. You know, I mean, there must be a lot of things going back and forth, unless you're one of those guys that can compartment it all and put it in the back of your mind, not think about it.
Yeah, no, you're right. It's coming into this race, obviously, you know, tight, you know, championship battle still commences, and you know, obviously we want to try, you know, do well enough this weekend to put ourselves in a really, really good position to clinch it, and yeah, coming into the weekend, I basically my mindset is to, you know, take every step, you know, one session at a time, one qualifying at a session at a time, and like when we started off this weekend with the boys, we've been just working on each session, working on the car, you know, experimenting, trying things. We've not always been at the top of the timesheets all weekend, but we knew from qualifying that, you know, these guys always produce when it matters, and you know, we had some ideas, they worked, and you know, qualifying was the most fun qualifying session of the year. You know, the guys behind pushed me really hard, but you know, when you've got a Mazda on the limit around here, it's a lot of fun around this place.
Okay. Just for curiosity's sake, the track record here is a 119. Richard Kent, the fellow Englishman, turned that lap in one of these cars. Where did he find that 2 seconds? You got any idea? Are the cars different? I mean, where would you find 2 seconds here?
Well, he definitely had the thing on his door handles if he was, you know, going around in the 19s. But I mean, I think the biggest thing is the track conditions that, you know, changed every week. I mean, last year the pole was a second faster than it was this year. I think it's very dependent on the track conditions. I think also, you know, the car's changed a little bit since then as well. So, you know, there's a lot of little things which go into getting a lap record. But, you know, for sure, he must have been flying that day.
Do you have the car you want to race, or are you going to be tinkering through the night?
Yeah, I think we're pretty happy with it. There's some stuff we can still do better, and we've had to, we'll make improvements overnight, and you know, tomorrow hopefully we'll have a really good day. I think it'll be a really interesting race. You know, tyre management will be important and stuff like that around here with the long sweepers, and hopefully we can have a really good one.
Outstanding. Thanks, Jack. Congratulations, and good luck tomorrow.
Brilliant. Cheers.